We are on Daf Yutes Amad Aleph. The Gemara had clearly a shayla. Boy Reish Lakish Ma'u Shemiyayid Adam Libnoi Katan. Bnoi Omar Rachmane Bnoi Kaldohu Aiduma Bnoi Dumye Dedei. The Gemara as yet was not Poisha to shayla. Toshema, so we are in the middle of the Amid. Omar Rav Aiboy, Omar Rav Yanai, Ein Yud Elo Begodol, Ein Yud Elo Midas. A Kaponim we see from Rav Yanai, Ein Yud Elo Begodol. So, Lachere, we were Poshet to Shaila. The Gemara asks, Tanti, we'll have a Machlekes Rashi in Taisvis, but Rashi learns, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Tarti Hochatu, these are two memories, Kivin Dein Yud Elomidas. If the Yud has to be Midas Hamisyayid, Pshite Dein Yud Elobegodu. So then it has to be done through a Godu. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, Matam koma, matam ein yud ela begodo, fi shein yud ela midas. He's not telling us two halachas. This is, since the halachas ein yud ela midas, that's why ein yud ela begodo. We had mentioned yesterday, we'll just repeat it again, Mishnah Salevi in Basachmer and Shiuri Rab Shmuel also says the same Cheshbin that Rashi Shita and Chumash and Pashas Mishpotim is that the Yud is made, the Yud HaBen is made through the Ben. The Ben makes the Yud. So the shayla of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. So how could what is the shayla that a cotton could make yield? So akolchach, the habamin of the Gemara was not like Rashi and Chumash. The more the habamin was like the pashte dikro im livnoyi odeno, means that the odain, the father, makes the yield letzeirech benoy. Rashi is going lefi emes ein yield ela begodl. So then Rashi learns pshat that the misyayid makes the yield, and livnoyi odeno means there is a haskame from the of that the son should be miyayid. That is, so that is pshat in the Gemara's teretz that you need the das of the misyayid. So therefore the yid is not through the father, the yid is through the misyayid, and therefore he has to be a godel. That is l'cheir pshat according to Rashi. Let us see Taisvis, Tarti, Perish Bekuntris, one is dependent on the other. See, not saying two aloches. Klaima. Chodem milsi, the kivin, shein yid ala midas, pshite dein yid moil ala begodu. We need the das of the misyayid. Shrei kotten, leimotzi, leshavi yishliach lekadish. He can't make a shliach. And it should be shluchis shalom kamaisim. It's time in shluchis lekotten. So memela. So how could it help? But chayre seem from Taisvis and kainem anachnu that. Taisha says the only problem over here is a cotton can't make a shliach. It would seem if a cotton could make a shliach, so then it would be maspik the das of the shliach. And we have a problem, a cotton can't make a shliach. L'chaira, this is totally in the machlekes, the tour in the Rambam, if a person made a shlich and it wasn't the shtate, and the mishalach wasn't the shtate, if shliches helps. I mean, for Taisus would seem if a cotton could make a shliach, so the das of the shliach would be sufficient. That's how it's, no, a cotton can't make a shliach. So it seems Taisus holds like the Rambam. For Rabbi Chonon Pirish, Rabbi Chonon said a different pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Ritva says, normally, whenever the Gemara is tarti, the Kasha tarti is that it's stiridik. That you tell me two tarti, both of these dinim are correct. One is saisa the other. Klaima, the sasra nadodi. The reisha damrin in a new ela begodo. Mashma filu shaloi midas mahani. So in Mishnah Salevi it says, according to Abul Chonam, Shad is a yid al begodol, that it means that a godol has to make the mice a yid, but it could be for b'nai cotton. I don't need the das of the misyayid, I only need that a godol should make the mice a yid. But the meaning yid al medas, mashma v'shlem midas lemahani, need the das of the misyayid. The kids of the Gemara says that the pshat is differently. That ain yid al begodol, the godol lefish ain yid al midas, and we need the misyayid should be a godol nabardas. V'boy yiseimo my midas, it could be ain yid al begodol. That's the locha that we said, that, it's only with a godel. No, yes, takashe ta'alti. My midas, midas tido. We need the das of the omo, b'shas yud. The toni abaye bereida rabbi abo, asher lo yeodo, lamed shetzorech liyodo. What does that mean? So who toni lo, Abaye, the rei de Rabbi Abbo, said over this baraisa, v'hu oma lo, and he explained the baraisa as follows, b'kidusha yiud, v'alibe de Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the oma mois harishaynes lav l'kidushin nitnu. Mois Rishaynis Lav L'Kedushin Nitnu means as follows, that he's Mekadishar with the Mechilas HaShibut, and the Kedushin is being done through the Odoin and the Oma. So Memele, so you need Hardas Bishas the Maisi Yud, because the Yud is being made with her. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Oma, Afilu Teimo L'Kedushin Itnu, Afilu will say, Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Itnu, Rav Shani Hoched Oma Rachmoni Yehodo. The Psegzeres HaKosov, that you need her das, or her awareness, bishas, that we're making the yield, even though we hold Mois HaRishaynis L'Kedushin Nitnu. Let us see Rashi. Shetzorich liyado garsinin. Hu toni lo v'omalo, hu toni lo masnisin, hu omar bo minafshei. He said, he explained it. Bahai taime, da hai tzorech liyado. That what it says, tzorech liyado, you need her das, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi. Dom amois harishoyne shekibul ho'ov, lav l'kedushin nitnu. Vein yud elo beprute she'olel. So the yud is only done with the prute that is left over, that she was mechuyev to work for this pruta, and he's meichel the pruta. Lefikach ein das ha'ov behem mitchilo. We don't have the das ha'ov. the Moser Hashoynis was Lav L'Kedusha Nitna. So he's making now Yiyud with her, with the Pruta that is Meichel. V'im Einoi Meidiyo Shetekabel Oleo, that she should be Mekabel this Mechilas Pruta, Anos Mechilas Pruta, Enkan Kedushin. So that is Pshat the Baraisa. So we need her das that she should be masking for Kabbalah's Kedushin. Then the Gemara said that it could be that Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda also holds the Kedushin Nitnu, V'nafke mina, the Havalei Mochar es Bitoi Leishus. V'miyodo v'nis'al malo shuv ein moichel l'shifchos l'Rabbi Akiva. Now there's a Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. I saw this in Mishnah Salevi. Rashi is saying as follows: according to Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok, alibi de Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, mois harishaynos l'kedushin nitnu. That means the father that received the money, he received the money for Kedushin. But when will the Kedushin be chal? So according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Kedushin will be chal when he decides to make yield. I mean, so then the mois that were given should make Kedushin. But it's chal later. So Rashi had a problem. So if it's chal later, so what is the difference if we hold mois or rishaynis l'kedushin like this? We understand the difference is we hold mois or rishaynis l'kedushin nitnu. So it comes out that l'mafreya she was aneshus ish. But Rashi learns according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, the kedushin is zichah chal later. The Kedushin is chal later. No, the Shaila is the Kedushin chal through that what he's Meichel HaDeshibut. So the Kedushin is being made between the Odin and the Omo. Therefore you need her Das. Or is the Kedushin chal between the Odin and the Ov? He says the Odin gave the Ov money that if he'll ever decide to make Kedushin, so this money should be for Kedushin. So she's also married a minute before she leaves. So Rashi had a kasha, what's the difference if you hold Moshe Shemis L'Kedushin, Lav L'Kedushin? So Rashi is not the Nafkimin will be according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein shivches acha ishus, v'yei shivches acha shivches. If the father sold her for an om ivriya, he can sell her again for an om ivriya. If the father married her off, ein shivches acha ishus. And the Gemara and Daf Yudchesem at Beis says that din and shifras acha ishus is only if the father made the ishus. If your old mois harishaynis l'kedushin nitnu, so the father made the ishus, so ein shifras acha ishus. If your old mois harishaynis lav l'kedushin nitnu, so the father never married her off, she married herself off, so then it's shifras, so it's not ishus that he made. So that's what Rashi says over here. The nafke min, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold mois rishonis l'kedushin and lav l'kedushin, is not the nafke min is when it is chal. The nafke min is who made the ishus. Did the father make the ishus or did she make the ishus? And the nafke min will be if the father can now sell her for shifches. That is what Rashi is saying over here. Shani hoche the oma rachmone. So Mamel, why do you need her das? The father is making the issues. Is the chsiv loshin yodo? The midrash loshin deyo. that even though I could assume that I don't need her das, since the Yishus is being made through the father, but that's he says Exeris Akosov, Yoda Loshan Day. So this is a Trukin Exeris Akosov, that even though the father is making the Yishus to be Chal Besoif Yimei Ashivchis, but she has to be, we need her, Lochere Efteya means Rotzen, we need her Rotzen then, that she should be masking to it, even though the Etzem Maisa Yishus is being done through the Odoin and the Ov. Now the Gemara says, Mai Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the Gemara said before that the Braise going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, we learned in the Braise, it says, Hashela Yehoda Vehefto. So the Posik was Masmech, the Yehud, to Vehefto. Is Tzorech, so Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Darshin, Tzor Sheh Shehus Bayoim Kidei Pidiyah. That when the yield is made, there has to be some time left over. This is the end of the Sheishanim. There has to be time kidei p'tiyah. That means there still should be a shava prutas worth of work that she would have to do. There's a shava pute that if she would want to be paida herself, she still would have to give a shava pute. So if there's still this amount of a shava pute, now you can make yud. You can make yud now with this shava pute that Rabbi Meichel ha. Im Yeshus bin Tasli me shava pute mekadeshes. Vim lav eina mekadeshes. Alma kesava moisa rishaynes lablik dushanitna. So what kind of paradum is this that you need that pishas the yiuch there should still be a shava pruta of work? So Rabbi Yisrael Bida says, this spilled the beans. Now we see how the whole yiud works, because the yiud is because he's mekadosh with the mechilas hashibut. He says you don't have to work for me. So kozman. There's still a shava pruta's amount of work, so he can be mekadesha. But if there's no shava pruta, there's not worthwhile to be mekadesha. But if we hold moisa rishaynis l'kedushin nitnu, so the maisa kedushin was arranged between the father and the odin. So was geit meron when it will be chal. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak Oma, afilu teima lekedusha nitnu, shani hoche da oma rachmone vehefta. Could be mois rishaynes lekedusha nitnu. And the posik said that it has to be chal when there's a zman pediye. Let us see what Rashi says. Yoda vehefte, ve'ein yeido elo b'mokim p'diye, shimbo liyado b'soif sheish. If he wants to make yud by the end of sheish, tzor sheish shuhus b'yoyim. There should be enough time shim tovoy lechesh ben giroino, that if she would now want to make a giroin kesem, yele giroin shaprute, so there's still a prute of work that she owes, and with that he's being mekadisha. Moisa rishoynes lav likdushin itnu. The kibul of almenasli hisyayit. If we will say that the father was mekabul almenasli hisyayit, vikidushe yiyud tluyim ba'of. And Kedusha Yiyud is dependent on the Ov. Afa gav the leke shoes nami. So why do you need the shoes? Given the Omar b'soich sheish tishayidli hava la Yiyud la mafreya. Mishas Mechire. The Yid is Lamafreya Mishas Mechire. So I saw in Avzad the Veirav, he brings down Akasha. I said, the Gemara said, if you hold Moisar Yishaynes, Likdusha Nitnu, so then you don't need, there should be a Shehus of a Shova Pruta. So we had just mentioned before that in Emerson, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Chal later. Chalois is Chal when they made the Yid. It's not Chal from the beginning. So if there's less than a Shava Pruta, so it comes out all the money was used out already for, she was working the whole time. So, now, what is the Kedushin? I'm a Kaddish Yul Achal Amid, and in all the time she's working, and she's giving back all the money, or whatever he gave to her, and that she's giving L'Shem Shiftes, and down there there's a Pachis Mishava Pruta left. Oh! I want the Kedushin should be Chal now, but there's no money left. The money was used up already for Shifches, she was working the whole time. So how does it work? So I saw an Arzad Veirav, the Arzad Veirav says, Absamir de Kezach, he brings a Yerushalmi, if we hold Moi Sori Shein Val, according to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, we hold, according to the Chachomim, that Moish Roshani so Dushim Nidna Shis Itztake Mekudesh Shis L'Mafreya Mamish. Shis Mekudesh L'Mafreya Mamish. Frekti Yerushalmi Akashe. So she was married, it comes out, she was working for 6 years, whatever it is. And then he's Mekadesha, so comes out L'Mafreya, she was his wife. Like the Yerushalmi, so she was working, but she worked 6 years. Now, Anaruse, Maisia de Elavia. So now, she was working for 6 years, so now let the Odin go over to the father and pay him. So Maisia de belongs to the father. If she's an Oma, she was an Oma the whole time, no? He sold the Maisia. But now, she was married all the time. Oh, married? So, the 6 years of work that you have to pay me for. Azay frek the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi answers, it's like a psanan sadi, like it was l'shem matone. That's part of the agreement, that if we'll make issues, don't come and ask me about the Maisa Yodel. So the father is giving the Maisa Yodel for a matana. As I state in Yerushalmi. So the Hazad of Erav wants to say, so could be, Afilu will say that the Kedushin is Chal Seif, but by the end it's Chal Achalam, but it's not Chal Amafreya. We also say the same thing. So yes, the kasha afilu is less than the shava pruta. So pshat is that if you decide to make yud, so the whole work that she had done till now is a matone, and the mois rishonis are now making kedushin. That's what Azad Veirav wants to say. Zot the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Eima Adam Labita Ktano. Tzi v'kabli kedushayich. A person tells a bita ktane, go and be mekabel kesef kedushin. From who? Whoever you want. It helps. Mid Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. And I could figure this out from Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Lav omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda moyser ishayin is lav l'kedushin itnu. ויש ביד אז מאש שנס לב קדוש נית נביכי משאי בשב פרוט אב קדוש אחינם לאשת זרוב אמר רב נחמן אנד סוד פשט רב יוסי ברב יהודה מויס רשיין איז לב קדוש נית נו So who is making the Kedushin? She is making the Kedushin when the Odin is Michael, the work. That's the first Mahalach in the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah we hear. And that's the Deilah Mshad. So he's making Kedushin with her, and Michael you the Pruta, and for this I want you to get married to me. So we see that a Ketana is capable of making Kedushin. So who Adin? So within, if a father will tell his daughter, his 7-year-old, you're a capable girl, get married, tzive kabli kiddushayich. Tati, whoever I want, yeah. I know you're a bastas, do whatever you want. So she goes and she finds someone and they break the plate and he's mekadusha. And Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, he figured this out from Yud, because Yud is also the same thing. According to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. Now let us see Taisus. Oimer Odam Labita Ktana. Say the Kabli Kedushayich, Mida Rabbi Yisib. Taimer, Mai Ose Lashmina, Pshite, Lama Loi Tiskadish, Afilo Hoyo Oimer, 10 months Laplaini B'Tiskadish Biti Loch, Oisim Kedashis Midin Orif Kedalel. Kolshkein sha'om alabita. So, Tois asks of Samira de Kekashe. What? Tseve kabli kedushayir. So Tois was, he's telling her, go, he's masking, go, get, whoever gives you money, I'm asking you to get married to that person. So Tois was asks, what is this different Then din orif is a bigger chiddush. I go over to a person. I go over to Reuven comes over to a father. He says, "I want to marry your daughter." So he says, "Fine. You know what? Give Beryl $100, and if you give Beryl $100, you can marry my daughter." So I mask him that that's din orif, the money that you laid out. Because of me, that's kilo, I received the money, or I received that, no, so in the mele, she's married. So Taisus understood, so tzive kablik de shaykh, I'm saying that the Taisus understood, the person who'll give you money, I'm asking she be married to him. So this is better than Beryl. He's giving to the daughter the money. But it's not chiddish, it's that's dinarif. I'm saying whoever will give you money should get married to you. We'll see soon. Lama lay tiskadish, efilo ayoy mitamono leplaini vitiskadish biti loch, oisim akadeshes, vidin orif, kidalel, koshkein shama lebiti, say give it to the daughters. Vichiteime, dohochalay shaykh din albis. No, he has no shaykhs at all with albis. The holy dibel of Mekadish. He never spoke to the Mekadish. That means Bishlam, if I go over to the my future son-in-law and I tell him, you know, you don't have to give me the money. Give Beryl the money. And without I marry off my daughter to you. So that, what this future son-in-law is being moitzi momen alpi, he's laying out money because So it's Ki'ilu, I got the money. I told them that if you give money to Beryl, Mekadosh says he's giving money to Beryl because that's why I told them for that. So he's Maitzi Momen Alpi, so it's considered like he gave me the money. But if I never spoke to this Chosin, and she goes over to the Chosin and she tells the Chosin, you know, if you give me $100, I get married to you. Here there's no din orev mitzad the father. The father is never moitzi momen alpiyot. The father never spoke to him. So memele, this has nothing to do with din orev. Doch eloi shayach din alves, toho lei dibel o mekadosh. Im kein. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yudah d'Oma mekadoshes b'puta achai. So memele, that's why we need a new din. You have to live. It's not dinarev. Forget about it. Dinarev, you have to speak to the Mekadosh. Here, nothing was spoken to the Mekadosh. So therefore, forget about dinarev. Now we learn now from Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda also, he never spoke to the Mekadosh, we'll assume. And therefore, it's, and that's when that works. In Kain, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Dam de Mekadosh, is Beputa Achayne, so we'll learn from this. No, you say, we learn that from Yud. Now, the father didn't say anything, not to the Odei, not to the Bas. And this person, the Odei goes over to the Bas and makes an Asik. With her, marrying you off, and she's married, and it's good. The father never said a word. So, we're learning that from Yosef Bar Yehuda. So, Beryl will come over to Rochel, Eid Mekudesh, it's also good. I'm learning that from Yosef Bar Yehuda. And there, nothing was said, and it's good. So, it's also good. So, that can't be. No one ever said such a thing. Ella al Kocho. So, what we have to say, Amechire cheshuve keilu omar avio lebas hiskachi biyu. It's like he told the daughter. That's what it says over here. That ima lebitoi tseve kapli kedushayich. You have to talk to the daughter. I'm telling her you should be mekabel kedushin. So akoch, you have to say yid is also the same thing. Keilu omar avio lebas hiskachi biyu. No. So if you say that it's Keilu, he told the daughter that I want you to be become a Kodesh's Biyud. So it's like he told the Odin, I want that by you giving her the money, it's that's how she'll be Mekodesh. So why do we have the knowledge? V'yeshloima, so Taisa says, no, you're making a big mistake. V'lehavi loy ka'ima loy, v'loy ka'ima lo. He didn't tell the Odin anything. V'yod mois reshoin is lav l'kdushin itnu. The father did not speak at all about issues. The father was a pure business deal. He's selling his daughter for now. He's out of the picture. So forget, he's out of the picture. He sold the phenomena. Now the Torah said, if this Odin wants to make yud, he goes over to the daughter and he makes yud. Alochi mechich al kochach, but there's a different child over here. Now he's making yud, he's been now being mekadesh the daughter. Now she's a 6-year-old. He's mekadesh the daughter. She understands what's happening. We're making kedusha now. Alakochach ktano yesh lo yad lekabel kedusha. So it seems he can make kedusha with a ktana. Mita asker Rabbi Yud, Dama Rachmone shetiyayid al yedei atzmo. But you can make yud with her. Sheim lo yehoye moil baalmo. So I just like to say over one vote, Shir Rab Shmuel, he brings down from Rab Shimon Shkop that Rab Shimon explained this Taisvis as follows. Kol Mai, this is the Loshon he brings down. Kol Maise Kinyin Beinon Beis Dvorim. You need two in Yonim. Rotzin Bahaskoma L'chaloisa Kinyin. There has to be a mutual agreement that we want this Chalois Kinyin. V'das V'kavona Al Hamaisa Kinyin. There's Das and Kavona. Ubiyud yesh rotzen v'kavone mitzad ho'av. That means like this. They made a business deal. But before they made the selling off the daughter, so his lawyer told us to read all the small print, because who knows. So he starts reading. Oh, so it says in the contract, it says in Chumash, that, you know, if he wants to marry her off, he can marry her off. No, so So in the Etzim issues, the father's, he's not making the issues, but there's a haskoma, there's a haskoma, he wants to make issues gesundheit. So you have the rotzen, the haskoma of the ov that she should get married. Fine. That we have already. But now we have the nitty gritty Maisa Kinyan, but the father's mad, but now you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Is she capable of making a Maisa Kinyan? Zot Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, I mean, he's making a Maisa Kinyan with her. He's la Maisa, he is telling her, I'm Moichel Yehuda Shibud, and with this I marry you off, and say yes, and nod your head and agree, and she shakes her head, and she says yes, and Mukadeshes, she's married, Mazel Tov. She's a Ktane. You'd be surprised how much a Ktane comprehends. So that means the rotzen and issues that we say a Ktane, a cotton can't do that. That's behind this comprehension. The rotzen that is needed to make a chalosish. But that rotzen we had the father. The father is the one that can marry you off. He was maskim to that. So that chalik we have. All we need now is the truk and the maise kinyan to make the makib a batish. And that she has enough comprehension. That's pshat in the parsha. Kum to gemaritzism, say bazoi, so let me learn now from this aloch another aloch. I'll go over to the daughter and I'll tell her, see, v'kabli kedushayich. I mask him, you should get married to anyone. Whoever you want, may marry, escape in the shtam. See, v'kabli kedushayich. So we have the rotzein of the father that she should get married to whoever she wants. So the father, he's the bailim on kedushin. He gave her green light. I hear now the rotzen avishes mitzad the father, but the truk in the maisa kedushin is going to be between her and the chosen. No, she's a ktane. No problem. I have a raya from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same thing over there. So that's what the Gemara said. Amar the kibshat and taisvist. That's what Omar Rav Nachman, he said. I'm Adam Labita Ktan and Tzivi Kabu Kedushayach. So we have here the Rotzen of Kedushim Mitzad Ho. So the truk in the Maise of the Kabbalah's Kedushim, the Mimacham, the Shem Ishus, this Ktan is capable of accomplishing. It's a Mamele. It's good. The Imtaima. In fact, Tosis, but there's an obstacle over here. You can't compare these both cases. Hechi miskadeshes baim latzi bekabli kedushayich, v'aloi koten les leischiya min ha-toyre. When he gives her the ring, this is the case of Tzibekabli Kedushayach, he gives her the ring, she's not koine the ring. We have a tremendous problem. A cotton can't be koine. Kedemash prepare kame the bob mitziye. Diktane ain lo yad liskois ba'atzmo. She can't be zoiche mominis. Vamrinen de mitziye is a cotton. If a cotton picks up a metziel, Rabbi Yossi ain't be gesel gomel elo midivreyem. Afilo korik to Rabbi Yossi the machma, so ni a gesel da rabbonon. Aye, so why don't they have this problem by yid? Bishloim igabi yid, os and din hu, shetiske bi shir, she ain't elo mechila shibet baal. By yid is no problem, she doesn't be zoichen anything. She was meshubet to work, she's mechuyiv to work for me. And I tell her I'm Michael to work. So she doesn't need it. So automatically she derived Mechilas Hashibot. She got something. She doesn't have to be Zeichen something. She was Meshubit and now there was a Mechilas Hashibot. But over here, when the father tells her Tzivik Kavli Kedushayach, she has to have Das to be Zeichen Mominus. The ring has to become hers. She's a Ktane. The Yeshloima, that's no problem. The Bidas Acheres Maktalo Yeshlo Schia Mideraisa. So this is Shita Sataisis in many places, that even though a cotton cannot acquire mominus mitzad their own das, so therefore by a metziah, the cotton will pick up a metziah, it does not belong to the cotton, but if there's a makne in a koine, So the Das Acheres Makne is sufficient to make it hers. You don't need for the Kinyan, the Das Makne is sufficient. Kedemashme bepei, so I'm saying a big stick tire. So Taisa says, I have a Gemara in Gittin. Kedemashme bepei koima. The Porich, the Gemara asks, La Rav Chisda da Oma, Echot ze ve'echot ze koinu la'atzmai ve'in zoicha la'cheirem. As Rav Chisda said b'kitzel that he's talking about ketanim of a certain age, they're zoichel ha'atzma v'ein zoichel ha'cherim. So the Gemara is akash mehidoim ha'odom la'avde shivchosi ivrim. So he is saying they cannot be zoichem la'cherim. So a person told his om ivriye heilich mois halolu upod me maiso sheini, you should be paid my maiso sheini. So let us just understand a little what the Gemara's kasha is. The Gemara is speaking about that a person has Maisa Shaini, he wants to be Mechalal the Maisa Shaini. Now, if he's Mechalal his own Maisa Shaini, it's to be Maisa Fachemish. That's a shot, Chemish to be Maisa. So there's a title. I'll give someone else money, the amount of the Maisa Shaini, and then they'll give me the money. They want to either purchase it, want to purchase the Maisa Shaini for themselves. Then the Kedusha's Maisa Shaini goes over on the money. And who was Mechalal the money? Who was Mechalal the Maisa Shaini? Not me. They were Mechalal the money. They're the Maisa Shaini. And then there's a Mahalach that when Yen is Mechalal, he's Eicha for me. That's it comes back. It goes with a pasha of schia that the zoiche the maisha sheni, which becomes chulin for the bal atur. So it says you're allowed to do it. So the gemara is kasha and Rav Chisda. You said ain't zoiche lacherim. So how does it work there? We need a schia lacherim that this ktane is zoiche the Maisa Sheini for him, for the Malatvur. How does this work? How is she Zeichel? So they're Zeichel Achein. So Rav Chisda answered, V'dochi ba'otzit Sheini nokov the Rabbon. Yeah, it's a good kasha. It's only Zeichel Achein, only me the Rabbonon, so speaking by Maisa Sheini the Rabbonon. Fine. The Gemara had shepherd with Rav Chisda that said, Eini Zeichel Achein minatayim. Fine. So he said, no, it's talking about my Otsu Sheini Nakib. Forget about Rav Chisda. But I have a different problem. The money never belongs to begin with. Forget about Rav Chisda. It's still his money. She's a Ktana. Why didn't the Gemara ever have this problem? The only problem is Rav Chisda. The problem is Anaf. But the money is only Hazmi the Rabbanon. So it can't work Minatayra. So al kolchoch, we have to say that das acheres makne akotnus koine minatayr. So the money is hers minatayr. But now after the money is hers, now she has to be zeicha the maisa sheini for the other. Now there's a problem. So how does this work? So the whole problem was the schia lacherim. But the etzim kinyin, there was no problem whatsoever. The dochi bot sheini nokiv the rabbonah, mechlar shei reitzel echiyach, shezoch afilu lacherim minatayr. So by stories, the Gemara wanted to prove that it's Zeichel Acherim in Atayr. Okay, so that's Taisvis. So that's how Taisvis learns Pshat in our Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'oma Rove Oma Rav Nachman Ha-Mekadish B'milve She'yesh Oleho Mashkin Mekudeshes Mid-Rab Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Nuchedish. A person was Mekadish an Isha with a milve sheyesh aleha mashkin. We'll see it clearer in Taishvus exactly what's happening here. Mekadesh mit Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The same Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda that holds Mois Rishonin Slav Kedushin Nidna. Lav omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Mois Rishonin Slav Kedushin Nidna. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda said Mois Rishonin Slav Kedushin Nidna. So what makes the Kedushin by Yehud? Hai halvoi. So he's being mekadeshar with a halva, v'hi gufe mashkani, and she is a mashkin on the halva. That means he gave her $6,000 for 6 years. So she owes him $6,000 either of work, of services, or $6,000. And her goof is a mashkin on the $6,000. The goof mashkini. Chimishaya boshova pute meyayit avi kedushe achinami loishna. So it's the same thing over here. So we see the kibi mekadesh bemilve shiyeshele mashkin. Now let us see Rashi. Now this first Rashi is going on the previous Gemara. Tzive kabli kedushayich. That tzive kabli kedushayich helps. But we learn this out from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Chimishayim bo shove pruta havi kedushi ochinam v'loshna. So Rashi says, Alma hoyel umocho. The idea he knows she'odain yochel la'yado la'achaz man. Midaitei have it. So he read the fine print and he was masking that the odain should marry her if he wants to marry her. Ba'avalei ka'im lo kabli kedushach, just like he had told to be mekabu your kedush. Lav le kedushin nitnu, vein mekachel yidei geroin shiesh le leho, vahave milve. So, this is the second halacha that we're learning here, that we can mekadish anisha bimilve shiesh leho mashkin. Lav le kedushin nitnu, vein mekachel, ela yidei geroin shiesh le leho, the money that she owes him. To have a milvet, this is a milvet. Shrehi chayeves loy. She owes him. Oy heim, oy shavya. Could be either the money or the malachia, which is equivalent to the money. Vehi atzma mashkin. And she herself is a mashkin. So may we see from here that the makadish, the milvet, she yeshel a mashkin, is makadish.